And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to the fifth installment of Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio, coming to you today from London, England. I figured that this, I'm Sam, by the way, the radio coordinator here. This is a region of the world where I think the history of DIY punk and hardcore music is pretty well documented already. So I thought that we'd do an episode on an organization based here that's pushing DIY music shows, events, and collective inclusive culture forward. So today we're focusing on DIY Space for London, new bands that have played there, and some others also. We opened with Best Praxis and their cover of the Mecha Normal single, Strong White Male, and it had their own little twist at the end. And they played their first gig at the now annual First Timers event held at DIY Space. Have a bit more on that later, but first I just want to introduce the guests on today's show. We have here in the Resonance FM studio, we've got Craig, a volunteer at the space and part of the crew that built DIY Space. Hello, Craig.
How you doing?
And also here are Alex and Anne-Marie from the band Charmpit, who also volunteer and started their band at First Timers.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So before we get deep, Craig, you've put together a short set for us. Do you want to introduce what we're going to hear?
Yeah, so I picked four bands that I've recently seen play at DIY Space that I've enjoyed.
Thank you.
Nice bit of bird song there at the end. Craig, do you want to just let us know what we heard?
Yeah, so that was Into the Sea by Solution Hours. I saw them play in June. Band from London, tape coming out soon, and playing with Charm Pit. My colleagues to the right on the 18th of August.
I'm totally obsessed.
But that's the past.
It's beautiful.
I'm sure they'll be playing soon again.
Oh my gosh, yeah, tour.
Yeah. The track before that was Dole Like by Slum of Legs from Brighton. Played Bentfest back in May, which was awesome. One of my favourite bands, probably one of the first sort of bands that I got into in the queer scene. Yeah, mean a lot to me, that band. Really, really good. Rumours of an album coming out, I think. And then the first band were Next Action from Sheffield. Again, played with Solution Hours back in June. They are supporting Sleaford Mods and... Mm-hmm. Are part of the first bands that have been announced for Static Shock, the punk festival in London that happens in November.
I was wondering whether you could let everyone know what DIY Space for London actually is, and kind of the what's the ethos of the organisation and the structure and general idea and your involvement.
Yeah, sure. So it's a collectively run social centre in Southeast London. It's got like a main room, one of the cheapest bars, Tome Record.
People just come out to drink now, yes, I've noticed. Yeah.
£2 a red stripe.
Hang out in the back and drink.
It's got a record shop, Tome Records. It's got a practice room, print room. I think they're going to do maybe a dark room later this year. And an event space. People all volunteer in the collectives to run the space. I'm a member of the Access Maintenance and with you, Sam, in the Radio Collective.
Babe Collective.
It's a collective of one, is that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of babes.
Yeah, yeah,
Craig
yeah,
is
yeah,
one
yeah.
of them, definitely.
Well, I'm not in it. I'm events. Just plain old events.
I think there's like 12, 13 collectives.
Cool. So all of those coming together make the place run.
Yeah. So there's like sound worker collectives, bar, events.
Security.
Yeah.
Accountability.
Accountability, yeah. Really big one that is actually, yeah, the space has an accountability process. So when you sign up to be a member, you have to agree to the accountability process.
What's the nature of that?
Oh, my.
Let's just talk about all the things that we have.
There's a lovely accountability agreement that you can read online.
What's the gist of it, though?
Because just I think that's be a dickhead.
Yeah.
That's pretty important, I think, to the space, that it's meant to be, you know, an inclusive place for everyone.
Mm. Yeah. Actually, it's a great agreement because it's not jargon. It's just like, be a decent human, and then also lets you know that you'll be supportive if someone isn't like a decent human to you.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think I love that we don't assume. I think just bearing that in mind kind of can be a really important thing to do in terms of...
Yeah, and it's like big up on the wall so you can't miss it when you walk in, so you can kind of take time to read it.
Yeah, and we have like other bits and bobs there for like we have like a chill out room. So if you're in an event and it's getting a bit, I don't know, a bit too crowded or a bit too loud or something like that, there's like a space where you can go to relax. There's some like pens, pencils, comfy chairs, one where it's just a little bit quieter for people to take a little break from things.
Cool.
We've also got, it's all flat access and gender neutral toilets.
And then how do people get involved?
you kind of just dive in. Like, you can just, you can follow them on Facebook and stuff and just kind of join the volunteer group and get added to the different kind of, like, message boards online. Or, like, you could just get down to the space and kind of chat to people there. And if you don't want to, like, dip your toe in straight away, there's, like, meetups. So, like, come meet the sound workers, come meet the bar team. And you could kind of, like, dip your toe in or, like, jump in, whatever feels good.
Yeah, it would be trainings every now and
then. Yeah, trainings, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's a really important thing about it as well, that it's open to people without necessarily experience in whichever. Oh, yeah. You can join the sound workers collective, I think, and not have any, like, sound workers experience.
Yeah, you'll get trained up.
If you've never worked at a bar, it's fine.
There'll be like the shadowing of all these roles. So the first time you do it, you won't have the responsibility. Or maybe the second time or third time, as long as it takes.
Well, let's hear some more music. I know, Alex, you've put together a little set. What's the first thing we're going to hear?
The first thing we're going to hear is Little Fists, who I saw at the Space Shake Appeal gig, which I think, Craig, you put on.
Oh, yeah, it's not called Shake Appeal. It's called Friendship Never Ends Fest.
What? That's a different one.
Well, they're really good band.
I'm
glad
the name
they played
of that
more.
Fest, though. I was actually Fest thinking
2,
about that
Friendship
today.
Friendship Never Ends Fest 2, of course.
Okay, well, I got confused. I was definitely there. Oh. I saw the band.
Shake Appeal was a good night. I'm honoured to let you see
that. I've got my nights mixed. Anyway, they're great. They're from London.
Cool. What's the song called?
Tyler is not a feminist.
Let's hear that.
Cool. so sure that I always pass for a boy.
Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio from the Resonance FM studio in Borough in London. This is a DIY Space for London special. Alex, what did we just hear?
That was Cabra Macabra. So that was a song off their recent EP. Cabra Macabra come from two-thirds from Brazil, and they live in Southeast London now. Just around the corner from DIY Space, mostly. Mm. Not entirely, actually. But anyway, I was thinking, what's the deal with these three bands? And I was like, oh, what connects them is all of them have members who have lived recently or live in the punk house around the corner. And I was like, that's convenient. It's not true of every band. And then before that, we had Fresh, so that was off their previous EP, These Things Are Not That Fun. When we were making the playlist for this, that was all that was available. But now they've got an album coming out on Specialist Subject Records, which is the, I guess, preeminent punk label in the UK.
What an accolade.
Yes. They got a shop opening, I think.
And a shop opening in Bristol, if you're ever in Bristol.
Punk tourism.
And then, so you can hear like other newer stuff from them online. And before that was Little Fists, as I said before.
So, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. I'm cozy.
So, you guys are in Charmpit. I was wondering whether you could just give us a bit of a sense of how Charmpit formed and what First Timers is actually like. But before you do, maybe we could have some Charmpit in the background as you talk so we can get a sense while you explain
what
the music sounds like.
Sounds very meta.
It will be.
Okay.
Okay. There I am. So Charmpit started because I've lived in this country a while, and one of my best college mates came over in like the dead of winter, and it was like totally gross, and we didn't really have any friends besides each other and Alex. And then I live quite close to DIY Space in a housing co-op, so I kind of heard it was starting up and that they were going to have this First Timers Festival for people who have never been in a band before and never played an instrument before, to demystify and make more accessible being in a band. We started for that, just to like have something to do in the winter. And then I didn't really think we really knew what we were gonna walk into, but like we fell in love super powerful thing. And so we helped organize it this year with Craig and some other people. And it's like Christmas, but way better. Rihanna's tummy hurt really bad afterwards. It was pretty scary, but also like, yeah, immediately afterwards, people come up to you and tell you what they think and like reassure you. And one of the bands that came up to us that day like took us on tour like a month later. And yeah, just very like friendly and supportive.
Oh, great. Mm. Yeah, I actually like wrote to some of the bands that played the First Timers event and we got some feedback. The first band that played, I just wanted to read what they wrote as in terms of like feedback on the event. They wrote, "We formed just a month before First Timers. I've been looking to form a people of color band, so I'd approached one of the other members at First Timers workshops. We definitely lucked out as we all instantly clicked our first jam session. Most of us are entirely new to making music and playing our instruments. So it was super exciting, but also terrifying. I had panic attacks all day leading up to the gig.
Yeah.
Since First Timers, we have changed our name to Best Praxis.
Yeah.
And played 5 other gigs. It's been so much fun.
Wow, superstars! Yeah.
And we're really looking forward to making more music. And they've got a gig coming up at the Space later on this month. And then also have a Facebook page with a really long URL. So just search Best Praxis if you liked that song and want to hear more of their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally the vibe. It's so nice. And a lot of people did like meet each other just like because before there's a lot of different workshops. So dropping like guitar workshops, like, you know, songwriting workshops and stuff. And I was surprised how many people really did like meet each other at those Skillshare. So it's a pretty brave thing.
And I know, Craig, you were recording a lot of it, weren't you?
Yeah. My little machine.
We're going to play 3 songs from bands that were playing their first gig at this year's First Timers. First up, this is Bitch Hunt with Lost My Ship.
I'm out here on my own.
Craig, thank you for sharing those recordings with us, and thank you to the bands as well that were kind enough to allow us to play their songs. So the last one we just heard was The People That We Like, and hopefully Craig can pronounce the name of the song.
Wow, yeah. Perimenopause?
Perimenopause. Why don't you give it to me?
Yeah.
Stupid.
I can pronounce it.
Okay, you can have a go at the other two. So before perimenopause was...
Lane by Margarita and...
No, I think it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Margarita by Lane.
And then before that was Lost My Shit by Bitch Hunt.
I think your audience is smart enough to figure it out. You know? If it doesn't work one way on Google, flip it around.
And I just, I just want to say that, as I maybe mentioned before, all the bands that agreed to have their song played wrote me a really fantastic kind of bio and reflections on what it was like playing at First Timers and that experience. And it's pretty similar to Best Praxis. So I don't have time to read them all, but a really, really positive event, I think, and a good experience for all.
How much time do we have? Like, they are lovely little testimonies.
We have like 20 minutes.
Oh my.
We probably could fit one in. Do you have one that you want to read?
No, I don't know. You've read them recently. What's another tearjerker? Let's punch them in the gut.
Okay, so let's hear about The People That We Like. They wrote and said, Four of us used to play roller derby together. And after we all retired from roller derby, we talked about forming a band for a couple of years, but never did anything about it till DIY Space's First Timers provided a deadline. We promptly pulled our fingers out, frenetically Googled some punk chords, and popped out, amongst others, song title.
Oh my gosh.
Perimenopause.
Perimenopause. I held it.
One of the catchiest and least punk songs of our repertoire. First Timers was an amazingly warm and welcoming event at which to debut, although some of us were still shitting ourselves before, during and after our set.
During! Yeah.
And we had so much fun playing together, writing songs, that we decided to stick with it and recently added a veteran musician to the group so that her lead guitar noodling will soup up our sound. Plus, she's the drummer's partner.
Sick.
Cool. And they're also playing at DIY Space in August. Unfortunately, you will have missed that. But they say that after that, they're planning to play a month later at a currently undisclosed location.
Secret show already?
Yeah. House show.
They are on Facebook if you want to find out more.
Gosh, so many stars.
I know. So, Amory.
Yeah?
I had something to ask you.
What was it?
It was... What's the first song that you want to play?
Oh, yeah. Car by Junk. Should I tell you a bit about it?
No, let's just dive in and then tell me that.
Splash!
Like...
Get your shit out of my car.
Thank you.
You never listen to the songs I send you, and it's true I'm trying to get under your skin, but you won't let me in. We could be kissing under the moonlight, but the romance has died, and I feel like you don't have the time. So what's missing? I still crave your skin. What's missing? But you won't let me in. What's missing? I still crave your skin. What's missing? But you won't let me in. Where you left me to wait. I was treading on eggshells, I was making a mess. Stressed, I left you outside, vexed, and I said, don't text me, don't even attempt an apology. I'm sorry, see, yeah, I do expect you to just follow me. Face me, baby, it's you that I need. Face me, darling, with your presence, please. Chase me, baby, it's you that I need. Face me, darling. You never finish what you started.
Whoosh.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. Anne-Marie, what did we hear?
Oh my gosh, okay. So the last song you just heard was by Militant Girlfriend, and they're a Southeast London working class barmaid's best friends queer as fuck band. Yeah, and the other thing about DIY Space is it has loads of, like, skill shares, workshops, organizing meetings that happen there, also different poetry nights, and the poet Liv Winter, who's a sick poet, is in this band. And then before that, we had Big Joni with their amazing song Dream Number 9, and they're actually from First Timers class of 2013. Cool. So the first-timers, and yeah, they're obviously, as you heard, amazing musicians, and also just like really dedicated to like decolonizing the DIY punk scene. So yeah, them along with other people from DIY Diaspora Punks started Decolonize Fest, which was at DIY Space in June. Yeah, and that's kind of like the first kind of people of color punk fest the UK has had.
Is that how would you define what Decolonize Fest's mission is?
Well, I love this little line that they have in their kind of like statement that you can read online. It's we are truly putting the threat back into punk again. We will decolonize punk and make it a space for our siblings. Great. But yeah, their whole statement's pretty awesome. Yeah, so they had like Screaming Toenail, Skinny Girl Diet, The Tats, like these are all people that play at the space kind of regularly. And then before that, we had Junk with Carr, and that was one of Estella's bands. She's also in Witching Waves and Big Joni, and had a band that I really want like a reunion show for called Dirty Girl. They were great. And she's part of Organizing Colonized Fest. She's like a DIY sliding scale teacher, so she teaches like guitar and bass, and she can also play drums and probably like the cello and everything else. And she's also a fashion icon, so she's amazing.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just to like, if you can get down to the space and support in any way you can. I think it's like, it's a really beautiful space to have, and so many of the reasons like what's happening with the DIY punk scene is happening in London is because like we have finally have a space. Like things kept being shut down, and there's nothing kind of like permanent to call home, which is why like the work that Craig and Bryony and loads of people did that started it is just like really beautiful and has enabled this whole like scene to thrive, different scenes to thrive and become more inclusive.
And in terms of if people were listening to this and were thinking I'd like to start up a space in my town or city or wherever, what kind of suggestions would you have for them?
The first one I thought just now would be that think of the space that you need, like cupboard, storage, and then treble it, because we ran out of space for stuff to put stuff within the first month. So that's a really boring one, but
yeah,
stuff
lots
needs
of organization,
to go somewhere.
Spreadsheets,
yeah,
hard work, lots of fundraisers,
yeah.
But just kind of start, huh?
I think everyone can. Well, hopefully, like everyone can contribute in some way. You know, you might have a skill that you think might not be helpful, but it actually is. Like, yeah, there's tons of admin, like Amory said, behind the scenes.
The trades, plumbing,
yeah.
Electricians.
Spreadsheets, Alex. Like spreadsheet.
Love a spreadsheet.
Dreamers and doers. That's what it needs.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for everyone kind of pitching in their unique skill and kind of feeling a sense of ownership, collective ownership. Well, thank you all for coming in. Charm Pit, what's happening with the pit?
What's happening with Charm Pit? Pit. Oh, we're going to play DIY Space's second birthday. Do you know when that is?
I do. It's on the 16th and 17th. You're playing on the 16th.
Yeah.
September.
Oh, good. So people can go to that.
Yeah, that's going to be a special fest. I think that will be like, yeah, you'll catch lots of great.
What else is happening at that then? The second anniversary show?
So we're going to have talks in the daytime. So we'll have people from like associated sort of groups from in and around London, plus people from outside of London. So it's like Partisan in Manchester is a DIY space that's set up, so hopefully they'll come down. Then in the evening we have Charm Pit and some other bands. Whitelands are playing their first time as band.
Yeah.
Nathan Passad, really fun musician.
Yeah, part of, like, teenage rock, true teenage rock.
And possibly two more bands that haven't been announced. Well, haven't been 100% confirmed yet, so I don't want to say. Sorry.
Okay.
And then we've got a late license, so we open until 3. So Tone Records will be spinning the best soul and disco that you can buy after they've played it. And then the next day we have a film screening and a Q&A.
Brilliant. Okay. And I just wanted to say, if anyone's interested in producing their own Maximum Rock and Roll remote radio show, please do feel free to email me, and we'd love to kind of cover your local area music scene, the history of the place that you're from, and the punk and DIY music that comes from there, or similar organisations to Maximum Rock and Roll or DIY Space for London. So we've got one last song. Anne-Marie, what's the last song we're going to hear?
Oh my gosh.
If you remember.
Yeah, I do remember. This is called Late for Work by Charlotte Fantasma, which really are like my favorite band I've discovered in the past year. They really excite me. They make my brain like feel like that candy that pops in your mouth. And their bassist, Elsa, is one of my favorite bassists. She's just jokes. And she learned to play bass by like putting stickers on the different notes for different songs. This is from their EP No Excuses, Baby.
Brilliant. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Sam.
Tell me. Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
from around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl
or 1 copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.